Paige Delzo is back with his new project, Sleeping Giant. Let's talk about it. What is steak and eggs? Yes. Oh, yeah. It is not a game.
Meal, steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and egg.
Steak, eggs.
Yeah.
Steak and
eggs. What is steak and eggs? Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. Yes. Oh, yeah. Follow steak and eggs. Follow steak and eggs. What up, what up, what up, man? Welcome back to Steak and Eggs, man. How y'all doing out there, man? I hope everybody is happy, living great, man. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying life and living life to the fullest, man. First and foremost, dog, like, comment, subscribe, man. Follow Steak and Eggs on every platform that you can think of, from Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, all of the above, man. Shout out to the podcast on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast at, and go to www.steakandeggs.com for the blog and for the merch, man. And I'm checking out the numbers, man, to see who all is subscribed and everything like that, man. So for all the people that's been rocking with us this entire time over the years, man, major salute to y'all. And if you haven't, man, and this your first time listening, dog, please click the link, man. Like, comment, subscribe, man, and check out everything that we got going on, from playlists to everything, man. So without further ado, like I said in the intro, man, Paige Delzo is back with his new project, Sleeping Giant, man. So I've been a fan of Paige Delzo now for, I want to say, about 6 or 7 years. If I can think correctly, man, I believe the first project that I ever heard from him was Sacademics. If you are not familiar with Paige Delzo, man, I highly suggest that you get hip to this guy, man. This dude is lit. He really dope, man. He comes from St. Louis, man, from the area of Pagedale. Pagedale is just a suburb in St. Louis, but it's not like the suburb in the sense of when you think a suburb, you just think that it's just like nice houses and nothing happens. Now in Pagedale, Missouri, bro, it goes down. So, yeah, Pagedale Zo, man. He comes from Pagedale, Missouri, which is in St. Louis, dog. Dope artist, man. If I had to compare him to anybody, I would say, dog, that you can tell that he did grow up on stuff like UGK, real down south rappers like that. You know what I'm saying? If I was to compare him to anybody of the new school, I would say he's kind of in the realms of like the Polo G's of the world, the NBA Young Boys of the world. But I still feel like, bro, is lyrically better than all of them. Like, this guy can really, really rap. But yeah, his music fits into that mold of, and I guess you could say he's kind of a trap rapper or whatever it is. But I think outside of that, dog, nah, like the shit that this dude is really talking about is real. And he's a real dope, like he's a real for real MC. If you want to think of MCs, dog, like get out of the whole regional bias and all that type of stuff of people from the Midwest or from the South or this trap stuff and everything like that. Nah, bro can really rap and he's talking real stuff. So yeah, man, like I was saying, dog, Sleeping Giant is a super dope project, man. If you checked out his projects like King Shark, Beta, Robot Chicken, all of his singles from Lucrative to PD4L, his Gummo remix, what was hard and everything like that, then you'll understand just like why this dude is so dope, man. And he hasn't dropped a project in a long time, so I feel like it's a refresher to see that dude is back with something new and vibrant like it is, man. It's really refreshing. I really, really like this project, man. To start it off, man, the intro, which is the title track of the project, which is Sleeping Giant, comes out hard, man. The beat is ridiculous. All of the production on this project is super ill, is super lit, just like all of his production usually is. He gets beats from people like Louis Bands and stuff like that, and those are guys that produce for, like I said, for Young Boy and Lil Baby and Kodak Black and stuff like that. Like, the producers that he works with are people that are getting like platinum plaques because they working with for real hit makers. So you know, so he getting like dope production from these guys, man. So on every song, all the beats are ill, bro. And so to start off with Sleeping Giant, and he just ripping it, usually like how Paige Delzo does, dog, just completely going in, killing it, you know what I'm saying? Like, he just talking real for real stuff from where he's coming, where he comes from. And I do like the part in here where he's saying that he got robbed once for a bag of Reggie, you know what I'm saying? But like, that didn't really set him back, because he got like billion-dollar plans, he got billion-dollar dreams. And I thought that that was ill, you know what I'm saying? So if you follow this guy, if you really listen to his music from all of his projects and stuff like that, like I said, you'll see his growth. But you'll also, when you listen to his music, you'll see that dude doesn't talk from just like a standpoint of just like just selling dope, or just being like the hottest D-boy, or being a cripple, whatever it is. Like, those are all facets of who he is, but at the same time, he like expands. Like, he's not just like a dumb dude or nothing like that. Like, this is a dude that's into like investing and really putting his homies on, putting his family on, taking care of everybody like that, and trying to make it to the promised land. And I just think that that's something dope and admirable about him. 84 Reasons, another dope track. Sleeping Giant and 84 Reasons were both singles that he had dropped about last year, I would say, or a few months ago. Both songs are really dope. 84 Reasons is a dope track, and that's more so like an ode or a tribute to Paige Dale, of where he from all the different neighborhoods and the streets and all his homies and stuff. So I really like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, Wild Hustle Hard, I give you 84 Reasons, and I really, really think that that's dope. Like, he really puts, like, everything that he does, he puts everybody on his back and on his shoulders, and he allowing them to ride with him along on this journey and stuff like that. And if you actually pay attention to him and stuff, you'll really see how many people he motivates, how many people he really builds with, you know what I'm saying? And I really think that that's dope. Two Bosses featuring Three. Now, him and three is one of his homeboys, man, and these dudes have super duper great chemistry on the track, man. They grew up with each other, and every track that these dudes have together, dog, is a monster, for real, for real. Like, go check out One of a Kind off of King Shark. Check out everything that they got going on. Three actually dropped a project not too long ago too, which is super dope. I'm a big fan of him, and I can't wait to hear new music from him, because like I said, man, both of these dudes are just really, really dope rappers, dog, you know what I'm saying? So Two Bosses, man, just really speaking from the perspective of really being, for real, two bosses, being young bosses and stuff like that, man, and really putting on and taking care of their families and just really just hustling, man, by any means. Made, super dope. Made featuring Dead End LG, dog. So I haven't really listened to too much music from Dead End LG, and this song here made me a big fan of him, man. I really like the hook that he did. I thought that that was dope, that he had the hook and he also had a verse, and his verse was even crazier than the hook was, and the hook was ridiculous, you know what I'm saying? So that was a super dope track, man. That's probably one of my favorites. I would say Two Bosses and May are my two favorites so far off the project, man. And I've been spending this project like too much, really, you know what I'm saying? Super dope project, man. So check out Made, man, featuring Dead End LG, and check out music by him, because that dude is dope as hell. Sex Drive High, man, is a dope song for the females and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Keep it on the low. Sex Drive High, super, super dope. I really like just like the metaphor behind everything that he does, and he makes good music for the ladies, man, whether it be twerking or it be like relationship music and stuff like that. Like, dude, really, when he makes music like that, it's super dope. Like, dude is very versatile in the music that he makes, man. And so I really like Sex Drive High, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's super dope, man, you know what I'm saying? Get freaky with your girl or something like that, you know what I'm saying? So I really think that that's super ill. Hustle, another track with Three, man, is another banger. Like I said, man, on Two Bosses, dog, these dudes have super great chemistry with each other. Like, you can tell they really came up with each other or whatever, and every song that they have is dope, man. So Hustle featuring 3 is super crazy, man. Like I said, all the beats on her are super dope. You know what I'm saying? They all bangers. Like, bro, you can straight just ride to this tape, bro, in your car, bro. You can clean the house to this tape. You know what I'm saying, bro? You can hit the club in this mug. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can get completely lit. You know what I'm saying? And tell all your peoples about it, bro. This is a really, really dope project that I said. Like I said, that dude had came back after a hiatus and really put his foot into this project, and I think it's dope. So Hustle is super ill, man. 3 killed his verse. Zoe killed his verse as usual. The hook, of course, is ill. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what else you gonna do except hustle, man? You gotta get it by any means, man, to feed you and yours. And I just like the message behind that. And then BOTP2, which is Been Off the Porch Part 2, in which Been Off the Porch was a single that he had dropped last year. And so this is part 2, but for some reason I don't even know the difference between both of the versions. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I like the original Been Off the Porch and I like this version, but to me them shit sound the same. But I might be tripping, you know what I'm saying? I be fried sometimes, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, dope way to round the tape off, man. 7 songs, man, all slaps, all the beats are real. It's motivational music, man. It's get you up off your seat. You know what I'm saying? Get your money, man. You know what I'm saying? Take care of you and yours, dog, and just grind, just grind, just grind. So it's inspirational. It's motivational, man. Shout out to Paige Delzo for putting his foot into this project, man. Like I said, if you're not a fan of Paige Delzo, if you haven't heard any of his music, I suggest that you go back and listen to all of his music, man. You might be able to find it on Spinrilla. You will find King Shark and stuff like that on all streaming platforms. All of his singles are on all streaming platforms, dog. But if this is your first time hearing of him just by watching this video, then I highly suggest that, yeah, you probably should check this project out first, then go back and go check out all of bro music, because dude is dope, and I just can't wait for the rest of the world to see how ill this dude is. And until next time, man. Thank you for following Steak and Eggs, man. Thank you for subscribing, man. Like, comment, subscribe, man. Tell all your peoples about it, dog. And until next time, we out. Peace.